Welcome to Joyful Marketing. I'm Simone Soul, and I teach you how to get your life coaching practice fully booked without having to pay for ads, buy Instagram followers, or complicated sales funnels. It's not rocket science, and you can do it too. Listen on to find out how. Hey friends, I want to hit you really quick today with three belief work hacks. I get so many questions from coaches about how they can upgrade their beliefs, how they can, you know, actually get themselves to believe in the things that they want to believe about themselves and replace, you know, limiting or negative beliefs that make them feel, you know, not in the way that they want to. And I can talk about that forever, but here's three things that I genuinely consider like hacks. You ready? So here's one. You know, all the really lofty, wonderful things that you want to believe about yourself and your business and your clients, whatever it is. Like, for example, you might be really looking up to coaches who are making 5 figures a month. Like, oh my gosh, then that feels really far away from you, right? What I would do is I would write down a statement like, I make 5 figures a month easily. And then I would also write down statements like, I am respected in the industry for my expertise. Or I might write something like whatever feels like for you, like too far away from now. Number one, write down a list of everything that you want to believe about yourself and your business and your capacity to make money and your capacity to be successful, everything. Write it all down and then file it away. Just put it away. And just set a date on your calendar to look at it again in 6 months. And set another date in the calendar to look at it again in a year. If you do nothing, except, I mean, you're not actually going to do nothing, but if you just make the list of everything that you want to believe about yourself right now but find it difficult, you just put it away and you come back in 6 months, you come back in a year, you are going to be amazed by how those beliefs changed or how you naturally became somebody who believes all, I mean, who for whom all those beliefs have already come true in 6 months, in a year. And you will, like, trust me with on this, you will seriously blow your own mind when you do this. You do not have to consciously work on them. You don't have to go do crazy things to believe in them more deeply. You just have to write it and put it away. You can write it physically or you can put it in a Google document, whatever, and just set a reminder for yourself on your calendar to dig it up and look at it again. You're setting your unconscious mind up to work on those beliefs in the background when you sleep, when you're doing other things, when you're thinking about other things. And I just think that so many times we try to really muscle our way through to believing in something when our mind is already working on it, right? And I want you to develop your own capacity to trust in your growth and trust in who you are becoming without like working so hard or hustling for it. So do this, write it all down and put it away and revisit it in 6 months and be amazed by how much of it has already just come true. That's my tip number one. Tip number two. Please use apps. I'm a big fan of apps that aid with belief work. And I have two that I want to recommend today because I'm sure there's more than two that are great, but these are two that I have used personally and am really impressed by. So the first one I want to recommend is called Think Up. You can search for Think Up in your app store. And this is one where you can record affirmations to yourself in your own voice and play it back to yourself. Check it out. A bunch of my clients love it. I recommended it to them and they swear by it, changed their lives. I also really adore it. The other app that I want to recommend is called I Am. It's just I Am, I-A-M. And this is something that gives you notifications on your phone with positive thoughts, affirmations that you want, right? So you can set how often you want to receive them and what kind of affirmations. And I think both of these have a small cost, but to me, it's like totally worth it. It's not that big. And both are really, really useful in terms of putting the beliefs that you want to adopt in front of your face, in front of your eyes often so that you're actively integrating them, right? So you don't look at an affirmation and just like torture yourself like, how do I believe this? You're like, oh, you just like register it in your brain and you let it go. I highly recommend these apps. I'm not being paid to plug them. If you want to pay me, totally, I'm totally good with receiving the money, but I'm just recommending it, recommending both of them because I found them both really helpful. Now, here's the third advice that I have that comes from my days as a professional hypnotist. So write down a very simple statement. I recommend that it not be longer than 5 words maximum, a very simple statement of who you want to believe yourself to be, right? So it should be an I am statement. So for example, it could be, I am a successful coach. Or actually, I said it should be an I am statement, but it could also be something like, I trust myself. Or it could be, I love myself, or the universe is working for me, or something that has to do with the way you think about yourself or the way you relate to yourself, right? So take that very simple sentence, and like I said, just let it be a few words, not a whole thing, not a long sentence, just a very short sentence. And before you go to bed, or when you wake up, or any time you have like 2, 3, 5 minutes to just sit still with yourself, do this. Repeat that sentence very slowly to yourself, taking deep breaths, 1 word per breath, and you say it on repeat. So it goes like this. Let's say the sentence is, I trust myself, right? Then you take one deep breath, like inhale, exhale, and you say, I inhale, exhale. Trust. Inhale. Exhale. Myself. And again, you just put that on repeat, right? Or it could be a sentence like, I am a successful coach. Then you would take one breath and say, I, another breath, and you say, A, another breath, a successful, another breath, coach. And then you repeat that over and over. It's like a slow speaking meditation, okay? When you do this, what happens is that the reason that it's so hard to believe new things is because every time you try to believe something new, your conscious thinking logical mind like goes crazy and is like, yeah, but what about that? That's not really true because of that, right? So by taking these long, meditative, slow breaths, what you're actually doing is you're quieting down the chatter of the conscious mind. And it's almost like you're meditating on these words. You're letting them sink into your unconscious mind. And I love doing this. It really calms down my nervous system and it kind of gets me into a little trance. And it's a fantastic way to open up those new neural pathways to like explore in a more kind of mysterious way, in a more subconscious way, how to play with your own thoughts and your own consciousness, the way you think about yourself, right? So this sort of like 1 word per breath meditation, literally you only need 2, 3 minutes to just do it. And you can do it for longer if you want. It's a great way to fall asleep. I've certainly used it to that effect. Think about it. You fall asleep, you relax your body, and you install some new beliefs into your brain. It's awesome. Win, win, win.
Just going to suggest to you as examples, some sentences you can use for this exercise. Just as examples, you can totally come up with your own. You should come up with your own. But here's just some examples for you to start with to get your mind jogging. So sentences like, I am loved. There is enough. I am worthy. I am calm. I am powerful. I am surrounded by miracles. I am connected to God, or I'm supported by the universe. I am growing every day. I get better every day. I'm connected to my mission. I attract abundance everywhere. I'm a fully booked coach. I'm an example of what's possible. Okay, that was a little more than 5 words, but I like that sentence a lot. I'm an example of what's possible. And the only criteria when you're choosing the right sentence for this is that one, make sure it's not too long, right? Because you want to be able to get in the flow with just a few words and have it be meditative instead of you thinking like, okay, what's the next word? But make sure it's a sentence that you like, that feels really good in your body. For example, if you think to yourself, I am massively successful, and your mind has resistance about that. Every time you try to think about it, it just like creates more mind drama. Then pick something that actually feels good to your system right now. So for example, if you think, I am loved. Okay. That sounds good. That's like feels really good to my body. Then use that, right? If saying doing this exercise with the thought, I'm a fully booked coach, might feel really empowering for somebody, or it might stir up some drama for somebody else's brain and they should go find another sentence. It's totally fine, right? And even with the same person, what sentence resonates with you at a given time might change from day to day, from, you know, whatever ups and downs of life. So just really important to pay attention to what feels juicy and resonant now, right? And just take this single sentence, for example, like, I'm surrounded by miracles. You take this single sentence and it's one word per breath on a loop, like a broken record over and over, just speaking, almost like chanting like meditation for this idea, for this sentence, for this self-concept to sink deeply into your subconscious mind, become embedded into the natural way that you think about yourself. I really cannot recommend this practice enough.
All right. Those are my three hacks. Number one, write it all down and put it away and revisit it in 6 months and be amazed. Number two, use apps. And number three, the one word per breath slow meditation.
Happy brain hacking. I'll talk to you next time.
Hey, if you want a shot of fresh inspiration and actionable tips to improve your marketing every single week in your inbox, you better get on my email list. Sign up to receive my free ebook called 20 Unsolicited Copy Tips. It's been known to get people to come out of the woodwork and ask to work with you. So get on that, link in the show notes, and I'll see you in your inbox next time.